Welcome to Smart Muslima Podcast. Inshallah, if you find this podcast episode useful, please subscribe and tell your friends and family about Smart Muslima. Also, good news, I have a newsletter, and that's how we can stay in touch. To subscribe, please go to smartmuslima.com. Details are also in the podcast notes. In the newsletter, I'll be sharing my book recommendations, productivity tips, and online courses that I've created, and also information about a new book that I'm writing called Smart Single Muslima. Inshallah, it will help you to transform the way you approach love and relationships.
So what would you, maybe three points, maybe a bit, like the best bits of advice for if women are, when they do go online and they're looking for a husband, what should their general, points should they have as far as, to do it in a safe and halal way? But I'm thinking more, just because if there's people who are completely new to this,
yes.
Like I'm thinking, for example, if someone says to you, send me selfies, slightly revealing selfies or selfie where you're not covered correctly, straight away, that is a red flag. And because that would be one bit of advice I would give. Says, do not, that straight away, you do not want to get involved with someone like that.
Yes. Anyone who starts off with any type of inappropriate messages, red flag number one, whatever website you're on, the first thing they want to do is get you on WhatsApp or Telegram. Just get off of this platform. They're worried that maybe something they say in their conversation will be flagged by their system, and then they can't scam you, or they can't use you, or they can't take advantage of you. But on a different platform where there's nothing being monitored, like on a WhatsApp or some other thing, they try to get you off the platform in the initial conversation. They don't even know anything about you. That's red flag number one. Watch out for that. Red flag number two, whenever they ask you to do something inappropriate, or they speak about inappropriate in their conversation, talk about sexual positions and stuff like that. By the way, this happens.
Yeah.
That is a red flag. Or they're saying, hey, we should go out and doing things. The process of from point A to point B, point A where you are right now, and point B of getting married, is not the halal way. They want to do things the other way. Mm-hmm. And hey, we should go out a little bit, test the goods, as they say, all this other mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
That is not a husband material. And you're not the first one they're approaching. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they feel no shame in talking this way tells you other people have been okayed with this idea. So they just think you're another person like them.
Yeah.
So if you want to attract the right person, sometimes you have to sacrifice things for the sake of Allah. And whenever you do, Allah will replace it with something better.
Yeah,
that's something to keep in mind. I want to give you guys a quick story, very short. I was, many years ago, before I started Hafardin, I started a different matchmaking website, because at that time I was struggling to find my other half. And I said, look, I found my other half, but I know so many people that are not, even my single friends. So I said, look, I'm gonna build a website. Has none of these features like Hafardin does right now. It was just a basic website. And I said, let's just make it free. So when I hired a programmer, it was actually a Romanian non-Muslim programmer. And I hired him. He built the website. And at the very end, he said, Ali, I'm ready for those fake profiles. We're ready to launch the website. And I'm like, what do you mean fake profiles? He's like, well, any matchmaking website, when they launch, they don't launch with no profiles. They need fake profiles to attract people. And I'm like, well, I didn't know this. He says, well, I'm sorry, this is the way it is. Well, I said, I'm sorry, I'm Muslim. And I'm the type of Muslim that doesn't deceive people for money. I don't care how much I lose. I need to do things the right way. He responded that if you do not listen to everything I'm telling you, you will lose every single penny. All the money that you donate, put into this project will be wiped away as if it never existed, like you're burning the money. He was right. I lost every single penny because I wouldn't compromise. But I didn't feel bad because I said, anything I sacrifice for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace with something better. Mm-hmm. So all that time, years passed, I had all these ideas that came in my head. What would I have done different? How would I have done things differently? And then, alhamdulillah, opportunity came for Hafardin. I launched that with my partner, and we came up with all these revolutionary ideas that don't exist on any website. Mm-hmm. Like all those things I mentioned. Like there's one more thing I would, a really, really cool feature about Hafardin is the ability of asking unique questions to see people's answers to unique questions. So we have a list of questions, there are about 158 questions. that each person answers, right? Mm-hmm. And every time you answer one of the questions, a test, you actually move up in leveling up. So mm-hmm. now you're like, why do you have to level up? Well, this is how I get the guys to answer questions. You know, guys love video games, right? And what do you do in video games? You level up, right? So I said, women are going to answer the questions because they see the value of it. Men, try to ask a man 158 questions. He'll run the other way, right? So I said, the only way I can get the guys to answer 158 questions is making this into a game. So I answer the questions and you'll level up. And what is the winner of the prize when you level up and you get to the highest level? You show up on the top of search results. When you search for top members and you sort by top members, your picture comes before anyone else because you're at level 21. And that, instead of charging for something like that, like other websites would do, I am going to give you do something good and I will give you something for free, unlike what other websites will charge. All you have to do is take the quizzes. And so many people, so many men have answered 158 questions, have done the personality test, have done their priorities, have done all of these things. So when you go to the guy's profile, instead of chit-chatting with them, WhatsApping with them, sending back and forth messages to figure out if he's a good match or not, all of these main, very important questions have already been answered. And then it's already been organized too. So questions about finances have been answered. Questions about religious understanding. Gender relations, the way you interact with the opposite gender, answered. Food, what kind of food does he get like? Answered. Would he marry someone divorced? Would he marry someone married? Would he marry someone outside your country, outside your city, outside your ethnicity? All those main questions all answered. Mm-hmm. And that way you don't have to ask any of these questions. Look at his answers. And what's really cool, it breaks down and says, hey, in lifestyle, you're 50% match. Religious understanding, 85% match, but culture, only 12% match. This and parents, the way you guys view your parents, interactions with your parents, 55% match. And you're like, that's interesting. Let me click on one of these quizzes. And when you do, like lifestyle, it will show your answer and their answer and where you answered it similarly and where you answered it differently. Hmm. So when you decide to interact offline, you know what type of topics to talk about.
Yeah.
You know where you disagree. And you'll
That's it. That exactly. And the thing is that I don't want anyone to hear this and then be put off that this sounds like a lot of hard work and a lot of thinking, but to be honest, I think we're both advocating you'd actually have to do that before you begin the process of marriage, the whole idea of pre-marriage advice and pre-marriage thinking. I think if everyone did that more often, then inshallah you would have less divorces and you would have less heartbreak, because as we all know the divorce rate is over 50% in Western countries now. And I'm just thinking of the I was recently thinking of 10 people I thought of 10 married people I knew, and five of those couples are now divorced. And I think that's just who I know. And again, if they had gone through these questions and thought, I mean, very clear that this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what aligns with Islam, you know, I think it would have saved them a lot of heartache. And that's what we want. We don't want people, we want people, alhamdulillah, Allah tells us to get married. It's the Prophet said it's his sunnah. And it just seems like it's become hard, but it doesn't have to be that hard.
Yes.
Inshallah. But we have to put the effort in, isn't it? We tie our camel, do dua, tie your camel, put the effort in.
Yes.
You can't expect just things to fall out, you know, from the sky. But so inshallah, how can, I was going to ask one other thing about when going online. Sometimes people can bypass family and the wali just because it's online. They kind of think, I'm going to go solo here because I'll sort this all out myself. In Half Al Deen and generally, how do you, what advice would you give about that? About this idea that, because what can happen is sisters have said to me that, my parents won't like the kind of people that my parents want me to marry. I don't want to marry them. So if I just go behind their back kind of thing and find someone and present him to them, then they'll like him. It'll be okay. And that just seems like a get around. So what do you think of that?
I think it's unfortunately some people, they use this, as you said, they go online, they think Islam is doesn't apply to them. What we use for Half Our Deen is that this is just a medium from one party to contact another party. And if you're a sister, the rules of Islam still applies. So you still should have your wali. Now, that means you guys can both be using the account together. There's an option for Hafardeen where you click on it and it says this is a parent guardian account. So even the other side, they know that they're speaking to a parent or guardian in behalf of their kids. Sometimes the parents open the accounts in behalf of their kids, right? But as a wali, even if you don't mark that, I think you should be working with somebody and not just respond to this person just individually, right? Yeah. Because sometimes a person sees a red flag that you don't see. You're in so much in a mood of getting lovey-dovey, and this might be the perfect, he's saying the perfect things, and blah, blah, blah. You may not see something that's not in lovey-dovey mode. And that person that's sitting next to you will see it.
Yeah.
So it's always good to get advice from those who are knowledgeable. You know, one advice I always tell people is that seek advice from people who are happily married because they figured out something that's working. Look at what they do, learn what they do, instead of just going to people who've never been married before and they're all giving you advice.
Yes.
You know, that's another thing that unfortunately we fall into. And let me give you one piece of advice for all those who are looking to get married, no matter if you use Hafardeen or any other website. If you have too many checkboxes and you make it too overwhelming, things that have nothing to do with Islam, you're making your process and the hurdles you have to jump through much more difficult. Mm-hmm. And it's already hard enough to get married. But when you have, I understand there's certain things in Islam you should have, like good character, good religion, good deen, the way he's going to treat you. But then there's other things that we're like, oh, he needs to be exactly this age. And he needs to be born exactly in this country. And then I was talking to sisters, I need to meet him when I'm 23. I mean, you're literally writing a fairy tale. And if that fairy tale doesn't come true word by word, then you feel disappointed. But if you keep your options a little bit more open and do have your restrictions, but the important things that make an impact on a marriage versus the things that, oh, these are like some of the things that we would be like nice to haves, we make those obligatory, like must haves. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, that becomes extremely difficult because that just filters down the number. Like I'll give you an example. Like sometimes a sisters will say, I need a brother who's just taller than me. Okay. But then there's some sisters that he needs to be specific height. So then I ask, if you want to that specific height, how many of those people exist right now in your country? And they have no idea. So like, well, before you write the fairy tale, can you like look at the statistics? Like, for example, here in the United States, somebody like a height will be 6 feet tall. So we say, okay, for 6 feet tall, have you Googled to see what percentage of men, Muslim or non-Muslim, are 6 feet tall? No. Oh, I'll Google it for you. 14%. So now you have 14%. We don't know anything about their height, anything other than their height. We don't know if they're good Muslim, bad Muslim, good character, even religious, no. So of that 14% that we've took 100% of men, took it down to 14%, do you want him to be educated? Yes. Okay. And you want him to have a job? Yes. Okay. Reduce that down. Now what percentage do we have? Okay. Now, how do you think he should be earning how much money per year? And that reduces down even more. Okay, and you want him to be a practicing Muslim? Like what percentage of Muslims are practicing? They're going to treat you right. Is 100% of Muslims, 50% of Muslims are amazing Muslims? No, it's a fraction of that. So then you take a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction, you take 10,000 people and you have down to 14. 10,000 people have been filtered down to 14. While another sister has 10,000 people and her number has down to 300 people. Mm. So she has a larger pool of people to pick from.
Yeah.
So I just, all I'm doing is keeping in mind, you're allowed to have as many filters as you want. Your mahar could be $1 million if you want. It's completely your right. But then you're restricting it to the number of men that have $1 million for mahar.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just saying, be realistic because the more unrealistic we are, then we also more likely have very unrealistic expectations when it comes to marriage itself. Mm-hmm. And then we're not going to be happy. And then we always think that, oh, the other side is way, way happier. Why am I not happy? Well, Allah did not make these rules. You did.
Yes. Yeah, this is that is just so true. And, you know, it's alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair so much, brother, for coming on, because it's this kind of honest Islamic advice that we need to keep hear more of it, because there were so many non-Muslim marriage gurus and coaches, and the thing, they're just not, they're, some of it is good, the advice, but it's not grounded in, you know, prophetic principles or our Quran or our hadith. And I read, that's another thing that I think maybe, but that's probably one reason why I know I did write the book, was that I thought we need to counteract, we have to have an Islamic narrative for marriage. And I'm, and again, your website, mashallah, is an Islamic alternative to those, I'm not going to call, well, the non-Muslim marriage sites, but even the Muslim ones who've gone down that really bad route. So if someone would like to sign up, they can just go on Half Our Deen. Is that?
Yes, cool? Go to Half Our Deen. And by the way, she doesn't even know I'm about to say this. I didn't tell her anything about this in our interview, but I constantly advise people, I said, before you even sign up on Half Our Deen, learn about yourself and learn about the opposite gender, learn how to be successful in this path. And one of the reasons why things that I've come across, and we had this conversation before we even had this podcast interview we're having right now, I mentioned I was planning to write a book. I want to write a book to help Muslims find the other half and give advice. But after I read your book, I don't have the same motivation to write a book anymore, because I think that has been fulfilled by the amount of quality of the book that I read. So instead of me trying to focus on writing a book right now, I continue focusing on making Half Our Deen better. And when people are looking to get married, I advise the single, smart single Muslimah to find that mentality. If you're smart, you're single, you're Muslimah, that is the book for you. And by the way, I have 2 copies at home. And I purchased it, my first copy myself, and read it in 2 days. And I'm not even single.
This is the book the brothers mentioning.
Yes, Smart Single Muslimah. So what happens is that, why do I recommend this book? And by the way, you can go look at my Amazon account, and you can look on Amazon, and you'll see I have a review for that. And look at and click, see if I have any other reviews from any other books for Muslims looking to get married. And see very carefully. I've been doing this for 11 years. It's the first book that I said I feel that passionate about, that I'm telling people to go and purchase. And the reason why it's so important is because all these issues that no one's covering and no one's talking about is being covered in the book. All right. I don't get paid a penny for this, by the way. I just want to tell them, because it's so important, because I have 2 girls myself.
Yeah, mashallah, and you have.
And that's why I have 2 copies of the book. Because when they get the age of looking to get married, say, Baba, I'm ready. I'll say, okay, now that you're ready, read this book first. Because it's going to tell you from an Islamic perspective a lot of those issues that are coming up in our society right now. Everything from liberalism to feminism to thisism to thatism. Because these are ideas that are being thrown at you. And you want to say, what does Islam say about this? What is the Islamic answer to these things? Because Islam, from 1400 years ago till now, even from 1400 years till today, to the future, is perfect. It's we Muslims are not perfect. And if we follow Islam, our life will be so much easier. So I want my kids to be successful in their marriages, inshallah. That's why I recommend them to read the book, so they have an easier path of finding the other half. So I'm just letting you guys know, I'm not getting paid again for this promotion whatsoever. And she didn't know I was about to say all these things I'm saying, but as you can tell from her expression, from her face, that's how passionate I am about it. And that's why I recommend the book outside of this interview. So when people talk to me and I'm being interviewed from something else, I recommend that book. So anyways, that's a really, really good thing.
Oh, inshallah. I just hope it helps, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. And so the website is Half Our Deen. Again, yes. I've seen it, and I would, you know, I just, when sisters ask me, what should I do online? I now say to them, please go to Half Our Deen. You'll see how it's done correctly. And don't waste your time on those other websites.
And I want to mention one thing. I know most of you may be from the UK. Yes. A lot of people are from the UK. I am from the US. I met my wife in London. Hyde Park, for those who are familiar with that area. And we met online. Back then, 20 years ago, there was obviously no Half Our Deen. I wasn't sure which website worked. There's all of these. So I joined all of them. It's the same advice I would give you today. Find all the halal ways, not just Half Our Deen, to explore. First, family. Go through your family. Your parents love you more than anyone else.
Yes.
Then try your friends. Your friends know you probably next best to your parents, but your parents still love you more. Next, try your local Muslim community, see if any type of programs they have. Again, looking for halal paths. Don't go for any dating apps and all that garbage. And then online, as many halal options you can afford. Then don't limit where you're going to find your other half. Oh, I went to this website. Most of the people are from, I don't know, not from my city, from a different city. You don't know where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put your other half.
Yeah.
My wife, in this August, will be married for 20 years.
MashaAllah.
Yeah. She was born in a different continent than me. She went to school in a different continent than me. I met and married her in a different continent than me, but we're happily married. So and in our fairy storybooks, in our storybook story, we're like, well, I'm going to meet my husband or wife, and we meet in this city, and she'll be born here. And again, these are all those check boxes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said are guaranteed. Mm. Allah made us in pairs, but he didn't say where your pair is going to be.
Yeah.
So keep your mind open. And if you explored your local area, didn't work, didn't find anybody, and you went outside of your country, didn't find anyone, keep your options open. You never know where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put your other half. So half our deen will have audiences from certain countries. Another website may have audience from different countries. Just try different things. It's kind of having a CV. Mm-hmm. Put your CV on different job websites and wait, because you never know where your dream job is going to come from. And that's my advice, inshallah.
Oh, tazakallah khair. I think that's a lovely way to end. Tazakallah khair, but inshallah, I'd love to have you on again, inshallah. And take care. Give my salam to your wife and your daughters, inshallah. Please.
Tazakallah khair for having me.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum, salam to Allah.